Good. So we are in the second half of, by default, second half of Tushiorum on buses, with the distinct possibility that there will be something recorded and emailed out that will be a third half, so to speak. We've talked about why moving the buses is usher two different ways to look at it. Is it tafel to the usher item, or is it just I didn't intend to use the usher item? We talked about whether the relationship between the usher item and the buses is just purely spatial, whether it's based on value, the more important versus less important, or whether it's actually purpose-driven. There is the served item and the servant item. And then we also dealt with the question of whether buses is only said bein hashmashos. Can there be a buses Bamsa Shabbos, right? And we had said that, and this is something we're going to come back to today, that our assumption in practice is that that you can't create a buses in the middle of Shabbos, in the sense that in the event that an usser item is put down on a mutter item during Shabbos, even if it's put down intentionally, if the usser item is removed, however it is removed, the mutter item is no longer a buses, is no longer mukta. However, we did have a discussion about what the status of the lower item is while the upper item is present, right? So the Baal HaMor said nothing. It isn't a buses even when the upper item is present. Tosfos, on the other hand, said that it can create a buses during that time, and then the Rashba said that if you intended to leave the Isser there through Shabbos, then it creates a buses while the upper item is on top of it. And in practice, the Mishnah Berurah seemed to follow the middle view, the middle view of the three. We noted Chazonish or Chashavas, fine. The last bit that we talked about was whether you're allowed to move a buses for Tzarech Gufo Umekomo, and we said the answer is no, and then we talked about what if the Aser item that's on it is a Kalisha Malachdo Le'Isser, which itself can move to a Gufo Umekomo. Fine. Okay. So I want to start us off by talking about issues of intent for space, meaning what if I didn't intend the Aser item to be on this Mutter item, it just happened to be so. So you'll see what I mean in a moment. And then I want to talk about time. And really, the focus today is going to be primarily a discussion about intent for time. Number one, what if I didn't intend for the usher item to be there for Shabbos? I put it in there on Tuesday. And it happens to be that Shabbos comes around and I haven't taken it off. And then the second, what if I intended it to be there for the beginning of Shabbos, but not for all of Shabbos? So that will be an issue as well. And then, after we've done all of that, assuming that there's any time left, we'll start on buses le'isser le'heter. So let's see what happens. First of all, intent for that space. I didn't intend to be on the mutter item in particular. If you take a look at the first source, this is part one of a two-part tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen. We're going to see the second half of it later on. But the Trumas Hadeshen is asked the following question. Asher shaltani, im hunach davar mukta al-eiza chefetz lefnei shavua o yoser. A week or more ago, a mukta item was put into a box. Kemoshe regim laniach chafatzim zel zebateva, like you do. You put something in a box and there's stuff below it. Not because the lower item is a buses for it. It's not that I want the upper item to be higher up within the box. It just happens to be there's stuff there before. And I'm not going to remove the lower stuff before I put in the upper stuff. So, can I argue there was no intent? You weren't trying to put it on top of the stuff that was already in the box, and therefore the lower stuff does not become buses for the upper stuff, and therefore I'll be allowed to shake it off. So he's going to have two questions that emerge from this. The question that we're going to deal with later is the question of, you put it in there a week ago. So does it really, you didn't have intent for this Shabbos. But the question right now is the physical positioning question. So he writes, V'digdakta hachi miperik notel beperish Rashi, l'shon chamashma delonasa shum davar basis elem kein hiniach al davar mukta b'shvil shiehe misyashev alav betov. The questioner thinks that it's only going to be a basis if you put the item in order for it to sit properly in that spot. There's a reason. The lower item is serving the upper item, right? Go back to our discussion about what makes a basis. It has to be that there is a purpose to it. It isn't simply a matter of physical space relationship. relationships. However, the Truma Sadeshin doesn't like that idea. If you jump to my second underline in the Tshuva, Nira Dim Huna Hamukta Baderach Zebin Ashmashas Be'er Shabbos Ein L'Charaya Miperish Rashi Lahatir. He says, I don't think that the Rashi that you quote is an adequate basis for this. Rashi, in the case of the stone, he's drawing on. Rashi talks about leaving something there on purpose. He says, the eagle amemer davka b'shocheach shalom idas ki shekvar hayanach alav lo naase basis. You could argue that the reason why over there in the barrel on the stone case it's not a basis is because the thing was forgotten there entirely. It wasn't a matter of you put it there and you just didn't intend for this thing to be the basis. You forgot that it was there altogether. That's a different story. Abba b'meiniach b'er Shabbos afilu ba'akroi hol b'yodeya shamukte inoch al-chefetz b'shabbos gam ha-chefetz naase mukte v'nishamakte daito mimenu. He says, the bottom line is, it's muktzah, the basis is muktzah because you don't intend to use it, and it doesn't matter whether it was really serving the upper item or it happened to be below the upper item. You see his language, he supports the idea that the way basis works is that you're simply maktzah daito mimenu. You remove your mind from it. It's not the tafel discussion that the Minchas Asher had suggested. But in any case, the point for us is that the muktzah item becomes, or the line below the muktzah item becomes a basis just by dint of having the upper item on top of it. However, the Magen Avraham likes to
making a temporal distinction.
What do you mean?
If you do it early in the week.
Well, that's like I said. He's going to come back to that. He hasn't done that yet. He's only hinted at it. But by saying Miniyach by Erev Shabbos, but everything else we'll have to see. But the Magen Avraham does not like this idea at all. And he points to a sugya that we didn't yet discuss in Basis, which begins with a Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph. I gave you, it's Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, in source base, which says, Umetalvlin Truma Tamea Im HaTahora V'Machulin. If I have a box that includes Truma that is Tame, and therefore Mukta, right? What can you do with Truma Tamea? Burn it. That's all you can do, which on Shabbos you're not going to do. So you're allowed to move the box that is Truma Temeya along with Truma Tahora in it, Ve'im Achulin and with Chulin. And the Gemara on that in Source Gimel says, Amar Achista, Lo Shanu Al Shtahara Lamato Temeya Lamala. The heter to move this box is only if the Tahor stuff is below and the Tame stuff is on top. Why? Because if the Tahor stuff is on top and the Tamei stuff is below, then just take the Tahor stuff. There's no head to move the box. That's an important point which we're going to have to come back to, the statement that he's making. But the point for right now is that the Gemara says explicitly, Rav Chisda says explicitly that your case is the Tahor stuff is below, the Tamei stuff is on top, and yet I'm allowed to move the box. Right? That means that the Tahor stuff did not become a basis for the upper items. So the Magen Avraham says, you see that? He also mentions the case of ashes and pieces of wood on top of the ashes, but it's in source Dalet, he says. That's talking about a case of Meniach. It's talking about a case where it's put there on purpose, and yet the lower item does not become a basis. This is evidence that when you put something in a box, the lower items don't become a basis. This is very, very important for my children. And not just my children, but children everywhere, and maybe even adults. You have a bunch of toys that go into a box, right? Maybe some of the toys are muktzah, right? Some of the toys are not muktzah. But they get thrown into the kid's box, right, with all the toys in it. Is the lower item now a basis for the upper item? I'm not dealing with the question of what if you move the lower item and it's going to cause the bells to go off or whatever in the upper. That's a separate discussion. But the point is, if all you do is throw things in the box, that's a nice place to store things, the lower item does not, according to the position of the Magen Avraham, the lower item does not become a basis for the upper item, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Shin Tes, possibly the same way as well. The Meiri has this other idea to answer the Truma case. He says the answer in the Truma case is because it's food, therefore it's not a basis. But that won't work for the Efren, Shiver, Yates, and Rebbe Yaris. Yes? Okay. It's a nice discussion to have about how designation works.
The question I really have, when I learned this from Kufman Days, how are you going to access the Truma Tahora? Carrying the Truma Tzmei on top of the Tahora.
Yes.
How do you get to the Truma?
When I get to wherever I am, I put the box down and then I pull out the Tahora stuff.
Why can I do this now before I carry it?
So, you can. I mean, physically you could.
The whole heter was because the Truma Tzmei is on top.
But now you won't have a box. In other words, I'm assuming that Truman is... Not what I mean. I'm assuming we're dealing with grain, right? Grain or some kind of loose produce, such that I really don't want to carry 10 pieces, or if it's grain, 1,000 little granules, from point A to point B. So I take my box, I bring it from here over there, right? And then I can shovel the stuff out of the box. It's really inconvenient if you're going to tell me that over here. You know, why was there having me to do it with the tahara on top there?
Right, that's what I understand. That's why I couldn't understand that.
Right.
If I can shovel out one, I can shovel out the other.
Right. That's an interesting question. Okay.
By the toy box, if you take the mutter toy, but it ends up moving the mutter on top.
But then, yeah, that's what we're saying. That's like Menar.
We're saying the bottom.
It's Menar Veinoflos. It's not a buses. That's what the Magen Avraham is telling you.
It's not a buses.
So therefore, Menar Veinoflos. I'm shaking it off, just like at the tabletop. Yeah, that's the idea. Right. I'm tilting the lower item, and the upper item falls off, and I'm fine.
Because in the suitcase case that I mentioned on Shabbos from Rav Bunner, so he said it'd still be a problem getting the stuff underneath the motor, accessing it.
If it's a buses. If it's not a buses, there's no discussion.
No, he said it's not a buses.
Don't hold me to what I said on Shabbos. Today's really Wednesday. That's not fair. Do you know how many things have happened since Shabbos? Okay. All right. That's in terms of intent for the space. What about intent for time? This takes us to the other question that the Tirmas HaDeshen discusses. So in order to do that, we take a look at Source Hay, which is the Gemara we've already seen. Shabbos, Kufim, and Beis Amud Beis. We saw it already last week. The Mishnah said, you have a stone on top of a barrel, you have money on top of a pillow, you're allowed to tilt them off. And the Gemara said, Amar Huna Marav, Lo Shana Ola B'Shochayach, that's only if you forgot them there. B'mei Niach, if you put it there on purpose, now it's a Basis L'Davar Ha'Asur, right? That's the case we already discussed. So, what if the item was placed there before Friday? It was placed there on purpose. In other words, the stone is there on the barrel because you want the barrel to support the stone. Why? I don't know. The money is on the pillow because you want the pillow to support the money. But you wanted that on Wednesday. You did not say, I want this there for Shabbos. Is this then still a busis? The Trumas HaDeshen, again, was asked that question. It wasn't the goal of the questioner. The questioner happened to mention it was there, Shavuot Yoser. But the Trumas HaDeshen jumps on that. And that's in source Vav. So it begins with the same quote of the question, but then if you jump after the ellipsis, Benidon Didon, in our case, Shayanach HaMukta Alachef Zman Maruba. It was there a long time ago. Nira afilu inicho batchila bechavana velo baderach hakroi shari. Even if it was put there on purpose initially, nonetheless, this is mutter. Mishum deber Shabbos nasa shochayach. Because when Friday comes around, this is exactly what I just said to Jeffrey. By the time you get to Friday, it's totally shochayach. I didn't remember they put it there. V'chei masha pirish Rashi depirish kisheshachach ha'evan alea bein hashmashos. He says, I'll prove it to you. Rashi said, it's where you left it there, you forgot it there, bein hashmashos. V'chein kasav ha'ramban, perichavei, avalenia hamoz alakar, be'erev Shabbos, asur. Why does he say you put it there be'erev Shabbos? The Rambam is very careful with his language, he says. Mashma de mekame achishari. If you left it there, but if you put it there before that, mutter. That's the Trumas Hadeshen's position. The Magen Avraham not only disagreed with the other point in the Trumas Hadeshen, he disagrees with this point as well. The Magen Avraham was not in a good mood regarding this Trumas Hadeshen. He says, come on. The way he takes it's not that he disagrees with it. I apologize. He says that's not what the Trumas HaDeshen meant. He reinterprets the Trumas HaDeshen. He says, Iminicham bechavana bechol, the lo hayadaito sheyisharu sham b'Shabbos. You did not intend for it to be there for Shabbos. And then you actually forgot it. Then make me shochayach. He says that's what the Trumas HaDeshen is saying. Not automatically, if I put it there on Wednesday, it doesn't become a busis for Shabbos. That's not true. If I put it there on Wednesday thinking it's here for Wednesday, and then I just forgot on Friday and I didn't move it, then this isn't a busis. And that's the position taken by the Sharet Zion on the Mishnah Berurah. The Sharet Zion you have two Sharet Zions. One is in Shintas Chaf, and the other one is the one I brought you on the sheet.
By the way, is Friday morning considered Chol?
Friday morning. And well, if I go with the Rambam's language of Erev Shabbos, then no.
Yeah, yeah. But right. Here,
right.
Mekabel Avraham.
He says Mekabel
yeah.
Avraham.
Right. In a Hanami, I understand the question. The first way to read the Truma Sadesh and what I thought he was saying initially was, if you left it there on Wednesday, without any particular intent about whether it should be there for Shabbos or not, I left it there on Wednesday, not a busis. Whereas now, what he's saying is, it is a busis unless when I left it there on Wednesday, I meant it just for Wednesday. That's the difference. So it was meniach, but the Kavanah was not for Shabbat. The Kavanah was for Wednesday. That's the. It's a much more limited approach that he's suggesting. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Ches. He says, "Minicham b'chavana b'chol, v'lo ayadaita b'ferish sheyisharu sham b'shabbos." And yeah, chol has to be Thursday. And he didn't intend explicitly for it to be there for Shabbat. V'achkach shacham sham, and then you forgot it there. Mikri shochaya, and that's what he says. The Truma Sadesh. When he says kisvei mahara, you see it in both places. That's the Visser line. That's the Truma Sadesh. The Das Habbeis Yosef da filu hinicham b'erev Shabbos kol shelo haya b'daita b'ferish. Yosef's position is, even if you put it there on Friday, if you didn't intend for it to be there into Shabbos, that's considered Shocheya. In the Shaar HaTzion, he says, on this Mishnah Berurah, if he said, I'm putting it there on Wednesday, and I want it to be there for the next 5 days, then it is a busis. You can't tell me just because I put it down on Wednesday, the thing isn't a busis for Shabbos. If that was what you meant, that's what you meant. Now, none of this is going to apply if this is the normal place where the item sits. If this is the place where the item usually is, it creates busis. And we already mentioned this last week when we talked about the bird's nest case. Right? I brought you the Tosfos here in Source Yud, Tosfos Mem Hei Amud Beis. That automatically, if the case of the bird's nest, right, the egg came into the nest and you weren't meniach at all, it was just there, doesn't make a difference. Why? Because if something is the designated place for the item, automatically it's meniach. And so I don't care when you left it. I don't care what you were thinking when you left it. It doesn't matter. So that's going to be a different story. And that Tosfos is quoted by the Magen Avraham at the end of Shin Tes Vav. Okay. I think as long as it has a place here, that's good enough to make it a basis. It isn't that this is the exclusive site. The point is simply this is where it belongs. Like that's, and you think about it, if I take the teleological view of buses, it makes perfect sense that it doesn't have to be the only place. It's just this is a place for it, good enough for me. If the item is placed there intentionally on Friday, this is what we just saw. I'm not sure why I'm even adding this. Okay, never mind. Skip that. It's exactly what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. If you place it there intentionally on Friday, Stam creates buses. You don't need Kavana for it to be there for Shabbos. Okay. In case you forgot the item in that place, you forgot the item there, it's for sure Shocheach. Is there no buses status at all? And the answer is, machlokas. We saw what seems to be a very simple Gemara, right? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis regarding the barrel and the pillow said explicitly, shocheach, not a basis, and that's it, beginning, middle, and end. And that's what at the same time, that Gemara also said something else. The Gemara also said, actually, I shouldn't say machlokas even. No, this is straight. The Gemara also said, what do you do with the barrel if you have the muktzah item on top of it?
Shake it off.
You tilt it off, right? Menayer, right? And then if you can't be menayer because it's among the other barrels and they'll get broken when the stone falls, or you want the space where the barrel is and therefore you can't have the stone there, then you're allowed to pick up the barrel and take it somewhere else where the stone will fall off. But otherwise we don't want you to do that. If this really isn't a busis at all, why are you making this requirement? Why is it that I first have to tilt it off? So the Rashba says, I'll tell you why, just take a look at the line that I underlined in Yud Aleph, Naseh Basis Ktas. It becomes something of a basis. Therefore, you can't just remove it. And you tilt it, and then it will fall off. The Machzah Shekel on the Magen Avram, Shin Ches Nun Aleph, brings this as well. And the Divrei Maschil Ulam B'Shocheach Aleph. That there is an element of basis ktsas. Why? Because you put it there intentionally originally, you just forgot it. But there is some aspect of basis involved. That fits the rule that even if near is not possible, even if I need the place where the barrel is, and therefore I can't tilt off the barrel, and I'm allowed to move the lower item to get rid of the muktzah, nonetheless, I'm still only allowed to move it the minimum distance. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Beis. The barrel is among other barrels. You can't tilt it where it is, whether because there's no room, or whether because tilting it will knock the rock onto another amphora and break it. So I'm allowed to take it somewhere else to incline it. So look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on that in Yud Gimel. Right? He quotes you the language of Rashi on the Gemara, and he says, Mashma from Rashi, Miyad Achar Shesilkami Bein Achavios. Immediately after you've removed it from the other barrels, Asur Latalta Lachavisim Ha'Evin Shalav, I will not be allowed to move the barrel with the stone on it, because now I'm in a place where I am able to tilt it off. So therefore, there is a basis ktsas element, and that's a very important thing for people to know. Now, that leads Yorcha Shabbos to ask a question, which I just gave you the reference to in Yudalit. I didn't retype it. It's quite the footnote. But he asks the question, do I have an obligation then to remove the Asur item before Shabbos where possible to avoid creating the Basis Ketzas situation? Right? That's your logical question now. If I know that on Shabbos I'm really not supposed to be moving this, I just have a heter to do so. So maybe before Shabbos, I should be obligated to try to get the stuff off the items. He quotes Shlomo Zalman Orbach to say no. There is no such chiyuv. Although the Orach HaShabbos isn't really sure why. He says, well, maybe it's because this is really the place where it belongs, or because it will be a tircha. He says no. But then he quotes Rabbi Yashiv, Jeffrey, I'll come to you in a second. He quotes Rabbi Yashiv saying that one who is Yarei is Devar Hashem should remove it before Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says you don't need to. Yeah,
you forgot things. How you can have a chiyuv to remove something you forgot. By definition, you forgot about it.
That was my question.
Right. So the answer would have to be that I should go out of my way to go looking for things like this and removing them before Shabbos.
Did I forget anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I forget popping out or whatever?
Yeah. That's what I do. Do I have to go clean this stuff up? That's the question. Okay. That's all in terms of the question of intent for time number one. Did I intend it to be there on Shabbos? Now intent for time number two. What if I only planned it to be there Ben Hashmashos? So here, we have two different views. It took me a very long time to sort this out. I think just lack of sleep. I don't think it's that hard a topic, but I round and round and round on this. Okay. View number one is that intent for the Isser to be present Bein Hashmashos creates a basis, even though you didn't intend for it to be there all Shabbos. View number two is only intent for the Isser to be present throughout Shabbos creates a basis. So that's very simple and straightforward. That's a nice split. However, within view number one, we have two different ways in which you can intend for it to be present Bein Hashmashos only. One is where, for some reason, you only want it to be there Bein Hashmashos, and then you have no plan afterwards, or it might just stop on its own. Think candle. The other is where you actually have a tenai. I plan to remove this before Shabbos. I plan that I'm going to arrange for it to not be there as of the middle of Shabbos. So we have to make that distinction. So let's do this. Let's do this. First of all, view number one is the logical answer. To say that even if you just intend for it to be there Ben Hashmashos, it's now muktzah all of Shabbos, it's now a basis all of Shabbos, is just a logical outgrowth of Nigo Des Katzoi. Right? That's what Migo Diskatsoi means. It's not even outgrowth. That's what the statement means. Migo Diskatsoi Ben Hashmashos Diskatsoi L'Chuleyom. How hard is that? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tezvav brings that as the first view. V'minicham alei midaito al dashi shosham b'knisas haShabbos. If he put it there initially planning for it to be there at the start of Shabbos, asur lahatos l'na'er. That's it. You can't do anything. It's now a basis all through Shabbos. We'll get to the Yesh Omrim in a little bit. That's what he says. And that is the logical implication of the Gemara regarding food that was covered with muktzah materials. We said, if I have food that is covered with muktzah materials, then I am allowed, depending a little bit, is the whole thing covered or is partially covered, but we said that I am not allowed to take the vegetable out and let the cover fall off. Right? And let the muktzah cover fall off. Why? I wanted to eat the food on Shabbos. Doesn't matter. You put it there intentionally for the start of Shabbos. Azoy shtei Rashi. Teis hazayin. V'im tomar. And if you'll say, Yifne sevivo seha, ho'il v'dabar anitalu, v'yochazena b'dofna, v'yitena al tzita, v'yipol ha'kisui. That if my food is sitting inside of materials, the side materials are not muktzah. Only the top material is muktzah. So clear out the side materials, because that's mutter stuff. And then hold the sides, tilt off whatever's on top, and that's it. Like we do with the barrel, with the stone on it, right? Rashi says, no, you can't do it. Why? Ha'okim na'asam b'shachach, the end of Tezayin. Because that's a case of shachach. Avo b'mein niyach, but if you put it there on purpose, na'aseh basis l'davar ha'asur. This becomes a basis for that upper material, even though you want to eat the material, you want to eat the food on Shabbos. So that's what Rashi says. The Rashba also does this in Source Yud Zion in rejecting an idea of the Bala Maor. The Bala Maor had come up with a way to explain that case with the food that's wrapped up before Shabbos. And he said the muktzah stuff is on top of the kisui, and the kisui is the lid for the pot. And the Bala Maor said that there's no problem removing it because you intended to take from there on Shabbos. And the Rashba says, no. The second underline in Yud Zayin. Gam atam sha'amar she'enu basis l'davar ha'asim b'nei she'enu alo tzarech sha'a eino mechuver be'enai. I don't think that's correct. And he says, I'll prove to you that he's wrong. Look at the case of the lamb. They prohibited in the case of the lamp, saying that the lamp is a basis for the flame. Jeffrey, if you want, I'll send you a lot of material on that. Right? You know that you're sitting there anticipating the flame going out. So that supports the Rashba's position, which is Rashi's position, which is again the logical explanation of Miko de Iskatsoi, that once you intended to be there in the beginning of Shabbos, it is muktzah throughout Shabbos. Okay.
So according to Rashi, you can't do anything by maniach.
Yeah, that's it. You're out of luck.
No shinui, anything that's going to help you.
Correct. Well, shinui is a different story altogether. Shinui and tiltum and atzad and things like that. Right. Rabbi Yair started on it. Rabbi Ziering is going to give shir on that on Friday on tiltum and atzad. So no, there are always options, or not always, but almost always. But what if one actually plans plans to remove the item during Shabbos? He's masne. Does a tnai help? So the Beis Yosef in Reish Ayin Tes Dalid quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham to say, nope, doesn't help. Your tonight does not help. Ditto Tosis and Shabbos Mem Dalid Abad Aleph Shebener. However, he also quotes you the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran is in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph Dibamaskal Vaha. Then he says that with my lamp, if I made a condition before Shabbos that I want to move it, when it goes out, I can move it. He says, your Tanai is going to be effective. And the Ramban agrees based on a Yerushalmi. The Ramban is here in Yud Ches. And just take a look at what I quoted, at what I underlined here.
Why only when we go out?
Because otherwise it buses right now. We said that when the Asur item is on top, it's still a basis. If you remember the beginning sources that I brought last time, The Ramban quotes you the Yerushalmi to support this idea. And he does a nice thing for you. He quotes you the Yerushalmi, but he knows that anybody reading this line in the Ramban doesn't remember the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon. And so he gives you an explanation of what's going on, and that's why I underlined Upeirusho. He says, Upeirusho, Shame hikshua braisazu detani bener b'shabas im hisna alav mutar. The Gemara there, the Rishalmi there asks, we have a braisa that says that if you have a lamp that goes out on Shabbos and you made a condition before Shabbos, I'm going to move the lamp once the flame goes out, mutar. Mani, who is the author of that braisa? E Rabbi Meir, if the author is Rabbi Meir, ain't naimo el bo. Your condition should not be helpful. If he shame so from Shambi Rushalmi, Rabbi Meir, the Cholam Yuchad Isser Asur. Because they believe that Rabbi Meir's position is anything that was meant to be used with an Asur item remains Asur. The Rabbi Yehuda Koshkin Shinodam Yochala Asnas al Dabar Hamos Shalayim Yuso Makteu. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, this is Mius. And Mukta Machmas Mius is Asur. And saying, well, I plan to use it doesn't change the fact that it's repellent. Go back to the Shir on Mukta Machmas Mius from Rabbi's hearing. And you can see the discussion there. Ubisova Miduak Rabbi Shimon. So they decided this Braisa that says that your Tanai works is Rabbi Shimon. Because ukara va'ashashis, in the case we had a large receptacle for the oil, right, like I discussed in Mukta Machmas Yisr, demo de bahu Rabbi Shimon da asiri, Rabbi Shimon agrees that those are usher while still lit, then hisna aleihem mutar. But if you made it t'nai, he's going to allow it. So the Ramban says this Yerushalmi supports the idea that t'nai works. Ditto the Rashba in a tshuva, Gimel Reish Samach Ches, the end of the tshuva, and see the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos Chafei Yud. So the Beis Yosef Paskins, if you take a look at your test, the one liner that I pulled out of that long Beis Yosef, Uleyan Halacha Nira the Kevin the Muktzah the Rabbanan Kedai Heim Hanach Rabasa the Sharul the Tatzal Ayudet Na Lismach Aleihem. He says Muktzah the Rabbanan. After all, you have, you know, not too shabby the Ran and the Ramban. We like them. So you rely on them. It's the Rabbanan. You made it tonight. You're good. What happened to Migo Diskatzoi Ben Hashmashos Diskatzoi Lechuleyoma? What did you do to Migo Diskatzoi in order to get to this point? So it's funny. The Rivash doesn't like the head there. However, he says it's the Ramban. What am I going to do? In source Chav, Ve'avah Bisha Ein Hetero Nira Libarur Kedai Hu Lismoch Olav. What do you do? He's the Ramban. Uma B'Shas Hadchak Imutzar Barur. Certainly, if you're dealing with Shas Hadchak, yeah, and you have a real need, so fine. He says go ahead. The Rashbash in Tshuva Tav Zayin justifies the Ramban, quoting the Rashbats in Chelek Aleph Kuf Lamed Zayin. He says that the reason why you can get around Migo Deskatzoi is that Migo Deskatzoi only applies to items that are inherently Muktza, as opposed to things which receive their Muktza status from elsewhere. A bus isn't inherently Muktza, it's just because of the item that's on top of it, so it has a more kal status. That's the Rashbatz's justification for this shita. Okay, so right now we've seen view number one, which says if you intended the item to be there, ben hashmashos, that makes a basis with a kula of if you made it tonight, being able to move it afterwards. Okay, on the other hand, you have an even more makil view. The more Mekil view says it's only if you intended the thing to be there throughout Shabbos that creates a basis. And there are a number of precedents for this. Number one, the fact that we say that I can tilt the table to get rid of the bones and shells. Now, we've given a number of reasons for why you didn't intend it to be there for Shabbos. It started bad. You can give other explanations. But one view is, why can I tilt the table to get rid of the bones and the shells? Because after all, I didn't intend them to be there all through Shabbos. Ditto the heter on Kuf Ben Beis Amud Aleph to tilt the stone off of the barrel. Now, the simple answer there was, as Rashi said, because it was Shocheach. However, some quote that and say, because you didn't intend the stone to be there all through Shabbos. Also, the heter in the Mishnah in Perek Dalid, which I brought you here, did I bring it here? Yeah, I did bring it here. Chav Aleph. Tomnim bishlachan metalplan o son. We said you're allowed to insulate your food, assuming you don't violate the laws of Hatmana. You're allowed to insulate your food in leather, in pieces of hide, metalplan o son, and you can move them. The begize temer e metalplan o son. You're allowed to wrap them in wool, but you're not allowed to move those. Ketzed wosa. So what do? No telas hakisui. Take the lid off. Einoflos, and they will fall off. That's what it says over there. Why? Because I intended to access the food underneath. That would be the idea. So Rabbeinu Tam.
Do we say no buses or buses ktsas, like we said before?
So presumably it would be buses ktsas. Presumably it's buses ktsas. Correct. So Rabbeinu Tam uses this to explain tilting the stone off of the barrel. in source Chav Beis, unlike what Rashi said. He says, "Omer Beinu Tam Lo Chashiv Kameiniach Kaven Shedaito Litla B'Shabbos." It's not called Meiniach. You wanted to remove it on Shabbos, and that's good enough for me, says Rabbeinu Tam, and he used it to explain the Atzamos Uklipin and so forth. It's also seen in Tosis and Shabbos Memdalat Amid Aleph. That's a long Tosis that goes from Gimel Amid Beis, but the top of Memdalat Amid Aleph, where he says Bechol Davar, also Beitza Beis Amid Aleph, Tiber Masla Beis Hill, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the Urayim has it. The Rashi again disagrees. Rashi has a whole different way to read the case, as I brought you in Chav Gimel, right? He says the reason why is he says no, the kisur shakadir sheish taras kli aleha. I can take the lid. Ve'apa gav shehin aleha. Even though the muktzah is on it, lo ich baslan delo nasis basis lahen shein also yel lachasos kedera. Rashi says that's not the reason why. Rashi says the reason why you're allowed to take the stuff off, you have to take the lid and let it fall off, is because the lid isn't serving the cover that are on top of it. The lid is there as a cover for the pot. This goes back to the idea that basis is purpose driven. It's not simply lower and upper item. It's teleological. And again, we've seen other answers for the Samosu Klipin case, but nonetheless, this is the position of Rabbeinu Tam. If you did not intend to leave the item all of Shabbos, this thing is not going to be is not going to be a basis throughout Shabbos. The Rashba challenges this. He says, wait a minute, there's an issur to move the lamp, even though we know it's going to go out. Right? Again, leave aside the tonight discussion. So the Orcha Shabbos in Perek Yutes, Ha'ara Tuf Aleph, quotes you three answers. I brought two. I didn't understand the other one and didn't feel comfortable bringing it because I just didn't understand what he was talking about. But the two answers he brings are either the Prima Gadim's answer that he lacks the ability to shake off the Muktzah in Bein Hashmashos in the lamp case because it's a lit lamp. And I've mentioned you need it for the Ner Shabbos. So that's one. And the Chazon Ish says it's because the lamp is the designated place for the flame. And so even Rabbeinu Tam will agree that the Heter doesn't work because that's a designated site. This view that says if you intended it for the start of Shabbos, it isn't a basis throughout Shabbos, go back now to the Shulchan Aruch that we saw in Tes Vav. This is the V'yesh Omrim. The first view was if it's there b'chnisas haShabbos with intent for b'chnisas haShabbos, it's now usher all through. The yesh omrim, and some say da'afilu inicham sham al dashi yisharu sham b'chnisas haShabbos kedei sheyitlein b'Shabbos muter lahatzus lenar b'Shabbos. Some say that even if you put it there intending for it to be there only for the beginning of Shabbos, muter lahatzus lenar b'Shabbos. Now you could incline it, tilt it, whatever you have to do to get rid of it on Shabbos. It's not a basis. It's only a basis if you intended for it to be there the entire time. So this is an even more makeyo view, and hang on, Jeffrey, 1 second. The Mishnah Brura says you could rely on this. The Mishnah Brura is in Chaf Dalet, thank you. V'yesher medav filu. At the end of the line, Umakom said that Yeshlis Machadeyazu. In a case of loss, you could actually rely on this view and say, I didn't intend it to be there all through Shabbos. Yes, Jeffrey.
Is the primary application of Migo Dizkatsai by Basis or elsewhere? Or
I mean, it's certainly a main application. It's not the only one, but it's certainly a main application, yeah. Yeah, that's a safe thing to say.
Yeah, so then it doesn't really.
But not the only one.
It doesn't seem logical then to say, well, because since Basis is only. Not real books itself, so then...
Because but there are other Migo Dizkatzois. It's not only this one. The Orcha Shabbos notes in Perek Yutes, Ha'ara Tav Dalet, that even within Rabbeinu Tam's view, that if I intended it to be there only for the start of Shabbos, it doesn't become a basis. Nonetheless, Tosfos still says you have to tilt off the Muktzah item. Right? Like that Samosu Klipin case. I brought it for you in Chav Hey, the part that I underlined. Nonetheless, you have to tilt it off. Why? Because we don't like you leaving Muktzah things there on Shabbos. He says, Lo hayalo lahaniach ba'uso in sheets tarech tilto menatzad. You shouldn't have set up a situation like this. The only case in which we'll be lenient would be if it was something beyond your control and you forgot it, something like that. But otherwise, we really don't want you doing this. Now, the Orcha Shabbos notes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this from Tosfos. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger does. Rabbi Kiva Eger revived it in a comment on Orchaim Shintes Dalet Dibur Maschil Mutter, and the Chazon Ish said, actually, this is found in the view of the Baal Amor, Chazanish and Moed Mem Ches Ches, which gives it a certain weight. For more on that point, I would recommend that you see Orcha Shabbos Chelek Gimel, not the Chelek that has all the Mukta stuff in it, but it's in Chelek Gimel, the essay Dalid, Siv Katan Yud Dalid, where he says that the Be'er Halacha is Mekil on this point. Okay. That brings us to Basis Le'Isr Ulehedda. I can't believe that I'm actually getting to this. I didn't think that was going to happen. Okay. Basis Le'Davar Asr Le'Davar Mutter. Excellent. So, even with the nace of having gotten to this point, we're not going to get through everything. We're going to get through barely anything. But we will get to just some of the major ideas involved in Basis Le'Davar Asr Le'Davar Ha Mutter. We're going to hit a couple of highlights. So, the idea that if I have something that is a base for an usur item and a mutter item, it's not the same thing as basis ledavar usur, and in fact I may be allowed to move it on Shabbos, begins with the Gemara in Shabbos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, source Kaf Zayin. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Romnus, quite the pedigree. Yes, Rabbi Romnus. Li hitir Rebbe, letaltel machta be'efra. He says, Rebbe permitted me to move a machta, a pan, with the afer that is in it, with the ash that's actually in the pan, which I would have thought would not be allowed. I would have thought that that's not allowed. So
in the pan or around the pan?
Okay. No, the ashes are in the pan. Yeah. And that's not a good thing, right? The ashes are mukta, we're assuming. We're assuming these ashes are useless. We're going to see ashes that aren't useless, but these ashes are useless. So Amar Le Rabbi Zera Le Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Zera says, hang on, making a note for myself. Okay, Amar Le Rabbi Zera Le Rabbi Asi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. He says, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan, he was in the middle of that chain, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan quoted that? Vatnan, I have a mission that says, Notal Adam Benovah Evan Biado, you're allowed to pick up your kid even though he's holding a mukta rock. O Kalkala Behaven Basokha, you're allowed to pick up a basket with a stone in it. And there, Ba'ama Rabba Babrachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Bekalkala Malaya Paras Askinan. The only reason why the Mishnah says you can do it, per Rabbi Yochanan, is because there's fruit in there. It's full of fruit. Therefore, it is a basis, Ladavar Ha'asur, Uladavar Ha'mutar.
I mean, fruit and stone.
Yeah, correct. When he says Malaya, it doesn't literally mean Malaya. The Taima di is Baperi. Halez Baperi lo. The only reason you can do it is because there's fruit in there. Ishtomim Kesha'a Chada. He was silent for a moment. Which is from? Where is that? Where is Ishtomim Kesha'a Chada from? Daniel. Everything's from Daniel. The Ishtomim Kesha'a Chada. So he's silent for a moment. He has to stop and think. How can Rabbi Yochanan tell me that Rebbe permitted moving the shovel with the pan with the ash in it, if on the other hand, when it comes to a basket, you can only move the basket with a stone in it if it's also full of fruit? Va'amar, and then he said, Hachanami de'is ba'kartin. The answer is it has kartin in it, which are granules, and I added in brackets that it's granules of Lavona, frankincense. It's a spice. The yeah. So the point is that the pan also is only movable because it has a mutter item in it as well. Amar Abaye says something very important, literally. Kartin be'Rebbe mi'chashivi. He says, who cares about a couple of grains of Lavona in the household of Rebbe? That wouldn't have been important. And I say, he says something important, but he's also teaching us the basic principle with Bas Ledavar Ha'aser ve'hamutter, that the mutter item has to be important in order for this to work. If I have an asur item that's very expensive or very important, and the mukta item is insignificant, then it isn't the basal davar asur davar mutter. So he says, those aren't important. V'chitei machazul aniyim, and if you're going to tell me, well, they're important for other people, needy people who don't live in the house of Rebbe, v'atanya bigdei aniyim laaniyim, bigdei ashirim laashirim, avoda aniyim laashirim lo. The general rule is it's subjective. It depends on who the player is. In the event that the item is useless to you, it doesn't matter that it's useful for somebody else. For you, it doesn't count as a davar hamutar. Right, which is an important point that we're not going to get to discuss, which is the definition of what is considered to be chashuv, what is considered to be important. But one of the lessons you see right here is that it is subjective. It's about what is it's importance to you. Elam, Rava, Sarava answered, Ki Avin and Beirav Nachman, have a mitzvah. There's a whole, they're all back and forth in between that I skipped. But Rava says, when I was in the house of Rav Nachman, of the yeshiva of Rav Nachman, have a mitzvah talinan, kenuna agav kitma. We would move the shovel with the ash in it, but this ash is different ash. This is ash that is useful, as I added in brackets. It was something that you would use to cover saliva or whatever. The avagav, the ikale, shivrei eitzim, and even though you also had broken pieces of wood on top of the ash, that was the case that we quoted way back when, the shivrei eitzim in the beginning of this year, that's this this Gemara Mem Zayin that we're talking about. So, what emerges from this Gemara is really 3 points. Number one, it teaches me that the heter to that there is a heter to move an item that supports both usser and mutter. Number two, the mutter item has to be significant. And number three, that significance is subjective. Right? Those are the three major lessons that I can draw right away from this Gemara. So the basic rule is codified in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, and I brought it for you here in Source Chav Ches. Kli sheyesh alav davar asar v'davar mutar, mutar l'tal t'lo. Kigon, machta sheyesh aleha, and I underlined the word, well, words, technically, mi ba'od yom. I can move the pan if it had the ash in it from before Shabbos. We didn't say that in the Gemara. We just said that it has a mutter item in it. So we're going to have to come back to that. Right? This is the case. This is Rava's case. We're assuming that the mutter item is more important, again, as we saw in that Gemara. Nedi says something else which I found fascinating. The reason why you're allowed to do this is not this thing is just fine. But it's a heter, it's a leniency. Because what are you going to do to get your mutter item? You don't have the ability to carry just the ash. So therefore, you're allowed to move this thing. That's the idea. And then I noted in the Ramah, I underlined it there as well, the heter has to be there, mi be'od yom. Has to be there from before Shabbos, just like we had said in the Machaber. Okay. So that's our principle. If the Isser is there when Shabbos starts, the Heter has to be there as well. And the Mishnah Berurah notes, though, not so fast. The Mishnah Berurah in Chavtes says, Aval, however, in B'Shabbos Hunach Alav Dvar Isser, if the Usser item only arrived on Shabbos, right? Because we've said, a Basis L'Davar HaUsser can be created on Shabbos while the Usser item is sitting on top of it. While the Usser item is there. So he says, in that event that the Usser item only joined on Shabbos, Ha'olu ben Ashmashos lo iskatsoi, havale mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, since it wasn't mukta when Shabbos started, it's only what we call mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, the kamel and the ain mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, there's no such thing. Ela kol's mancha iser munach alav aser betiltul, it's just that, as long as the iser is there, I don't even, you should even use the word buses, it's just an iser tiltul, you're not allowed to move the lower item, because you are moving the upper item. Al kain mutter l'aniach alav davar shel heter achashuv yoser, umetab l'akol b'yachad, therefore you will be allowed to add a mutter item, and thereby be allowed to carry the whole thing in the Eshel and Na'era Isser Misham, assuming you can't get rid of the Isser. Okay? Clear? Okay. The Minchas Asher, Shabbos Nun Beis Gimel, offers two explanations for how Basis L'davar HaAsher or L'davar HaMutter works. He offers you two possibilities. Possibility number one is the item doesn't become a Basis at all. If it has an Asher item and a Mutter item, they cancel each other out. Nishna basis. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the item becomes a basis for Isser and a basis for Heter. Yeah. And if you go back to the arguments that we gave for why basis exists, both of those can apply. Either I'm not makta midaiti because it has a mutter item on it as well, or it's not tuffle to the Isser because it's also tuffle to the Heter. You can make either argument. I don't think either one lends itself. The Minchas Asher is clearly biased towards the latter approach, that it's an issue of being tuffled to it, and that's the language that he uses here, is that it's tuffled to the Isser and tuffled to the Heter.
Maybe the first one is to be Kalkola on the Eben, like the Kalkola by appearance. He wants to count Kalkola with the Eben.
Yeah.
Or it says, but it's Malay, at least it's Malay appearance.
Yeah.
You see, he's not carrying Kalkola. The Kalkola is nothing. It's a kilo.
No, he's not carrying the Eben.
Not carrying the
Kakala, he's carrying the Paraphys.
So it's not the
correct. That's how I would look at it. Now, the Menachas Asher proposes a few cases as nafkamina between the two. I have to be honest, I'm not sold. And I'm certainly not sold by the nafkamina I'm about to bring, which is his primary one. The nafkamina he suggests is this. And Ani Akatan to disagree with him, but nonetheless, the Hanafkamina he brings is this. What happens if I have a basis lehisr lehedr from the start of Shabbos, and I remove the mutter item during Shabbos? Now what? Right? That's a classic case. You have the candlestick sitting on the tray. You put your challah on the candlestick on the tray before Shabbos. The silver is worth much more than the challah is, but that doesn't bother me because either is relative importance to me on Shabbos. Don't worry about that question. That's its own discussion. But the challah is sitting on the tray. I didn't move the tray. Comes Shabbos either Friday night during my meal or Shabbos morning. I eat the challah. Now what? Is the tray now a basis ledavar asur? Or do I say no? When Shabbos started, it was a basis ledavar asur, ledavar amutter. That's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says no. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it does not become a basis ledavar asur. If you take a look on your sheet at source Lamed, v'af la'achar shesilku alecha mimenu, even after the bread is removed, lo nasa basis la'aner bilavado, kevin shu kvar achar knisas haShabbos. Shabbos started, it was a basis ledavar asur, ledavar amutter. That's it. So the Michas Asher says that's because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav believes that it wasn't the buses at all when Shabbos began. Since it had Asher and Mutter on it, it's not that it was buses for both, it's that it was buses for neither. It's not a buses, and you can't generate a new buses during Shabbos. I have a very hard time with that assumption. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is going to say something else as well. Further along, in the same Se'if, in Source Lamed Aleph, look what he says. He says, if you're not able to shake off the candlestick, you need it somewhere else, you wear the candlestick will break. He says, you're allowed to just move the thing because it didn't become a basis for it, bilavado. He didn't say it didn't become a basis. It didn't become a basis just for this. It also became a basis for the heter. So I don't understand what the Menachas Asher is reading into the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It doesn't sound like that's what he's saying.
Just say what it means is the only time something becomes a basis is when it only could be a circle.
Yes, you could say that if you wanted to, but it would be a lot cleaner to just say lo nasa basis, rather than say that he's saying bilavado, by which he means and therefore not a basis. And that's not my only problem. My other problems are coming up. But then he brings you the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim disagrees with what you just saw from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Prima Gadim is in Lamed Beis. And he says, Ubasis laheter v'isr ben ashmashos, ula'achar kach silka waheter, asr letal thalo. He says, the bread is gone, now you can't move the tray. However, once the iser is removed, you're fine, because there's no such thing as muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos. That's the position of the Prima Gadim. So he says the Menachas Asher, the thing, according to the Prima Gadim, was a basis l'iser ula heter. At the time of Shabbos, it's a basis for both. It was a basis all along. And he says it has to be. Why? Because otherwise you would have to tell me it wasn't the buses when Shabbos started. You removed the bread, and now you generated a new buses, which you can't do b'emtza Shabbos. That's his argument. However, the Aruch HaShabbos has a different read. The Aruch HaShabbos doesn't entertain this whole distinction that the Menachas Asher is creating. But the Aruch HaShabbos has a different explanation for the Prima Gadim. And I think it's straightforward. In Lamed Gimel. Yeah?
Why should the Mutter actually take off the
Yeah, number one, I don't understand. If you really believe that it was a buses when Shabbos started, then removing that shouldn't help. That's one problem. But also look at the Aruch HaShabbos in Yom Lamed Gimel, because this one I did retype for you. The Yesh La Dayin, Bidasa Prima Gadim, Im Sober Lahalacha Shachol Din Basis Bamsa Shabbos. Does he actually mean that it becomes a basis midway through Shabbos? Osha Sober, the Nidon Nidon, Chomir Mi Basis Shanasa Bamsa Shabbos. The answer is, this case is more strict than the case of basis that's created in the middle of Shabbos. Why? Kevin Shamukta Hayamun HaKalashochan, Vikmiz the Shabbos. It was sitting there when Shabbos started. This isn't analogous to the case of creating a basis Bamsa Shabbos. It was there all along. It was just eclipsed.
So how does it get better
after you take off this? No, he doesn't. I mean, that's not his focus. But I don't understand the Menachas Asher's idea. I don't see how it fits. As a matter of psak, the Mishnah Berurah seems to side with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, not with an explicit statement that you can point to, but he doesn't specify that the mutar item has to remain on it all through Shabbos. So that indicates that the mutar item does not need to remain on it all through Shabbos, just be there ben hashmashos, and the Aruch Shabbos reads it that way in Perek Yates Ha'ara Taf Yud Beis. One more point. I have a couple of minutes still. One more point. Does the heter have to follow the rules that Yisr does in terms of intent? Meaning, to create a basis ladavar ha'asr, we said, I need intent. It has to be there on purpose, right? And to be on purpose is to be there through Shabbos and so on. Do we say that for the heter item also? Or, if the heter item just happened to be there, now it's basis l'Yisr l'heter. That's the question. So if you follow the rule that it's a basis for Yisr and heter, you follow that proposal that the Minchas Asher floats out there, that view, then one would expect that it should have to follow the same rules. Right? To be a basis l'heter requires that it actually be a basis. You have to put it there on purpose and so on. That's what you should seem to require. And in fact, on at least one point, Rav Meshulam Igra seems to say that. The Rav Meshulam Igra, or Chaim Zayin, which everyone quotes on this discussion, says that you need kavana to leave the heter item there for as long as we would require for the Yisr. Meaning, if for the Yisr I require ben hashmashos, then for the heter I require ben hashmashos. If for the Yisr I require kavana for all of Shabbos, then for the heter I require kavana for all of Shabbos. Whatever it's going to be for one, it's going to be for the other. However, I think the Aruch HaShabbos disagrees. I believe the Aruch HaShabbos disagrees because, in a few different places, he seems to say that the point is only the simple presence of the heter item. The mutter item needs to be there. I don't care about your kavana. I don't care about anything else. Just be there. Meaning, I brought you Lama Gimel, we just read Lama Dalet. He says, "Mistaber shegam ba'open sheshachach as the heter agabei abasis mikom makom l'chol Yisrael abasis." Even if you just forgot it there, that's good enough. That already seems to answer the question, no? However, I'm still going to point out the other two cases that I noticed in Shin Pei Tes, in Source Lamed Hey. He deals with the question of somebody who put the Aser item there, intended to put a Mutter item there as well, and then forgot to put it there. But you intended to put a Mutter item there, right? So he says, too bad. He says that's not good enough. V'haisa da'it l'aniach gam chevet shel heter ba'ofen shelo yachad in basis v'shachach l'aniach et chevet ha'heter harezenas et basis l'davar ha'asur. Your intent does not help. The issue is not intent. It simply is the item there or isn't it there? And then he has a tzarech iun from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who's not so sure. That is not so clear. Because if I took the view that Basis Davar Asur is really about my intent, right? Did I intend this thing to be there? Or even if I say that it's about being tafel to the Yisr, then the fact that I intended to have a mutar item maybe would be able to save me. I could nullify it that way, but it doesn't take that way. He takes it as a very brass tacks. Is it there or isn't it there? That's all he's concerned about. The last case I'll mention is in Shin Sadi, in Ha'ar Shin Sadi Dalet. He quotes Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa. If I put the Yisr on someone else's item, for his benefit. The case that I started our discussion about the Davar Asr with as well, when I challenged the Menchas Asher from that. I put an Isser on your item for your benefit. So we said that it becomes a Basis L'Davar HaAsr. And then he says, even if the owner, having done that, would have placed a mutter item there as well. If he were putting the Asr item there, he would also put a mutter item. That doesn't help you. You can't apply the shoulda, coulda, woulda. In this case, even though the whole thing is based on the das of the owner and what would he have liked. Of course, last note, even if it's not a busis at all, or it's a busis for both, whichever way you want to read it, you shouldn't be able to move the muktzah materials with the other item, right? Like we said with Shochech, there's basis ktsas that's going on. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch makes the point that he makes, that we're going to be mekil and say, we're near to remove the iser as possible, you have to do so, but otherwise you're allowed to move it with both. But we do have the basis ktsas concept. We really would rather, even if it's basis davar asa davar mutter, we would really prefer that you not move this. There's a whole bunch more to discuss, obviously, on this. I would like to pretend that I'm going to record a shiur with other items on this, but really, that would be pretending. So I think I'm not going to. But there's so much more to say about basla davar asa davar mutter, how you determine something is chashuv, various issues of this. But I don't think it's going to happen. But it's been fun. Thank you very much.